The Boy Scouts are announced yesterday that they're lifting the ban on having gay adults as scout leaders. The irony in that, I was a Boy Scout when I was a kid, all the way up to like my freshman year in high school.
Yeah.
And that was always thought, like, when people, like, I'd have to hide the fact that I was a Boy Scout in high school because they were the, if somebody said it, they'd be like, yeah, you're totally gay.
Well, it's just odd.
What is odd?
Boy Scout in high school.
But
because boy is in the title.
That's part of the problem. But, oh, you know, there was, it goes Cub Scout.
I was a Cub Scout.
So was I.
And then I grew up and stopped being a scout.
Were you a Weeblo?
No, I don't even know. I was like there for like 3 months. We painted our faces like tigers. That was it. That's all I remember.
See, that's a horrible Cub Scouts. My mother was the den mother, and all the kids came to my house. And we had den meetings on the weekends or whatever, whenever we did. And that was fun. And then you graduate to Weeblos. That gets you before you go into Boy Scouts, which Weeblo is worse than Boy Scouts.
Right, yeah.
And then Boy Scouts, which honestly, if you, it sounds really horribly gay, but when you grow up in New York and, you know, in the city, the only real experience you have in the wilderness is what I learned from Boy Scouts. And I learned a lot of things. Like the first time you ever go out in the you know, spend the night camping. I mean, I would have never have done that anywhere else if it wasn't for Boy Scouts. I feel that my John Rambo survival skills that I have instilled in me came from my scoutmaster, Mike Palooka. And yes, that was his real name.
Mm-hmm.
What I learned as a Boy Scout helps me survive in the wilderness. So, it also, though, was the Boy Scouts that also taught me how to play Johnny on the Pony.
Right.
So maybe there was a lot more gay stuff there than I thought.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the big fear of no gays in the thing and no gay Boy Scout leaders and stuff is that all gay people are pedophiles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thought process. Obviously, that's not true. But then they go, well, they just want to be around these kids because they want to try and bang the kids.
I had no experience with any leaders when I was a kid that had anything to do with any of that. Mike Palooka was probably in his 60s, and he was our scoutmaster. And he had two sons, Mike Jr. and Bart, and they were like kind of his helpers. And then we had Mr. Bernstein, Leon Bernstein. And he didn't have a kid in Boy Scouts, but he wasn't gay.
He sounds very woodsy, though.
Bernstein?
Yeah, no. Leon Bernstein. Sounds like a guy who could really handle himself in the in the wild.
I remember first time ever as a kid feeling bad for an adult when Mr. Bernstein told us he went to the movies by himself.
Oh.
And I could just tell. We thought he was like the kind of stiff one, so we all thought he was a dick. And then we were talking to him one day. And he was like, oh, let's go to the movies during the week by myself. And we were like,
no friends.
No friends.
Sad.
But, I tried to think yesterday when I saw this story about all the leaders, and I can't think of anyone that was overtly gay. And on top of the Palookas and the Bernstein, the rest of them were kids' fathers. And, you know, that's just, I think, how it should be.
Right, yeah. If you don't have a kid and you're a Boy Scout leader, it's suspect.
Well, it's suspect. You're right. Like, my brother one time, when I worked for Outlaw, like, I think I had just gotten married, and I had no kids. I was young. And Pete and I were going to get a baseball team, and we were going to coach a baseball team. And it was because the two of us liked playing when we were kids, and there are a lot of kids who didn't have fathers and all that stuff. And we were like, let's go coach a baseball team. We're good. And, man, I was up to the day that I was going to go do it. And
right.
My brother, who was a father at the time, called and told me I couldn't do it. And I go, why? And on the air, he's telling me. He goes, because you don't have a kid. And if you don't have a kid in the league, that's just weird. And I'm like, it's not weird. It's only weird if your intentions are bad. I'm trying to help. I have good intentions. I'm trying to bring my expert tutelage in the area of baseball to a bunch of kids who don't have any guidance.
Weird.
Why, though?
Trying to bang kids.
Yeah, I'm not weirdo. Trying to bang anybody. But why? See, that's how we are as a society.
Sure,
that
yeah.
We can't even accept that people are trying to just be helpful.
But here's the problem, is that that's what pedophiles do. They get jobs around kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that certainly wasn't the case with us. In my Boy Scout troop, I mean, we went camping. We spent a lot of time alone with these guys. There was never anything inappropriate. But the thing is when you have, at that age, for the boys, you're getting into your sexual, you know, your sex stuff is you're coming out of or probably in the middle of puberty and you're starting to experience all this stuff. And it's kind of like when mating season for the alligators, where you know, when it's time for alligators, will stay in the water and they won't bother anybody. When it's mating season, they're coming out and they're wanting to bang like crazy. That's what the Boy Scouts were. So if you get a gay leader up in there and you got some real horny alligators, then you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
That's open hunting for him.
Fuel on the fire.
Right, right. So I can understand where the concern would come from, but I never had any problems. The only problem we had was Johnny on the Pony. And Johnny on the Pony, which we've talked about and we've Googled before, and it was a game that we used to play where the first guy would go on the wall with his back to the wall, then the second guy would get in front of him and bend over and put his head like in the armpit of the guy, like for stability with the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next guy would bend over behind him and kind of grab him around his waist, and the next guy behind him. And then the other team would have to run. Have you ever heard of this?
No, it sounds like we used to call this thing the elephant walk in fraternity. Like when you'd get naked and then you'd have to grab the guy standing in front of you and walk in the line.
Oh, what fraternity were you in?
Well, these are just rumors. I can't verify that this happened to me.
Welcome
Yabba
to Boy Scouts.
Alpha Yappa? You were in a gay fraternity is what you were in.
Not as gay as what you were up to.
No way. We were fully clothed, and this was a game that a street game that when you Googled it, like all the people in the, like it was just as common as playing stickball or hopscotch or stoop ball or any of that stuff.
What was it called? Johnny on the Pony.
Well, Johnny on the Pony, also known as Buck-Buck.
Buck-Buck.
Which is Bill what Cosby Bill Cosby say. Used to play. So, did you ever get Quaaludes when you were playing or no?
No, but look at the thing about it. It's not even the gay factor. So the one guy runs and jumps and tries to jump. I mean, think of all the damage we did to our backs. You just have guys jumping on top of you, slamming on top of your spine. Like, how did they ever let this go on?
But what was the point to it?
To get your whole team on the other team without falling off. See, look at that guy. Just cleared the first hurdle.
Man, that was
pretty
intense.
That was great. Yeah, and if you get your whole team on there.
Oh, man.
And they have to hold you up like that.
It's incredible more kids aren't paralyzed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, think about this. If my mother saw us doing this, and these guys were running and jumping and landing on your spine like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad.
There is no way I'm playing that game at any age.
Yeah. No.
Even if I was like 10, 12 years old. No, well, especially not now. But even then, I'd be like, no, pass.
My son used to go to school, and there's a big field by his school, and I would always see these jerk-offs playing frisbee golf over there, and I go, what a bunch of idiots. Who wants to play frisbee golf? And I look at this and I think the same thing. What a bunch of idiots in a park have nothing better to do but hump each other in the middle of the grass.
The thing is, though, is that this
they have an audience.
Oh,
right,
let's
now
do that naked. That'd be so this much
is
fun.
This is hilarious. Like, if people were doing this at a while we were all drinking, I'd be laughing my ass off watching this. Like, I'm laughing now watching this, but I can't imagine ever playing this stupid thing.
Has zero appeal to me. That's
me
just,
too.
It's the same with, like, wrestling.
But you're,
never
you
wanted to wrestle.
You're holding the guy in front of you around your waist and grabbing his butt and putting it in your crotch.
Dude, that girl just jumped on and slammed her. Oh, no! Oh, it's always the fat guy last.
Oh, man, look, he's got a...
Oh, man. Right onto that girl's spine.
And her head went right into the other guy's ass.
So,
see, this is hilarious to watch. Maybe Mike Palooka was whipping off while we played in the corner.
Can you play it co-ed, or is it mostly just guys?
I don't know. We only played with Boy Scouts, but that girl just jumped up and put her head right in that guy's butt, and then the fat guy came in at the end. Now the guy at the bottom that's got the fat guy and three other people on top of him must be dying. The whole idea is to get your team on top. Look at this guy. Oh! See, this is hilarious to watch. Oh my god. You gotta go, Carmen, throw me that video. I'm gonna put it on the Facebook because that's hilarious. Oh, so anyway, Boy Scouts, good luck. Now you got gay guys playing Johnny on the Pony.
Yeah.
I'm all for the gay guys being in, by the way. I know I was making jokes about Johnny on the Pony, but I can't believe that they were allowed this long to do that, because the only reason why is, I mean, you have all these kids who want to grow up and live normal lives, and they're gay kids, and they're like, I got to go and hide it from the Boy Scouts.
Right.
But, you know, it's like when you can't play Little League, you turn out you're gay.
Kids and leaders, both. Yeah. And I think that's the big thing that they think that there's going to be improper stuff going on, whether it's also a Boy Scout or a leader.
It's also that the Boy Scouts are like a religious organization.
Yeah.
So they're able to do it that way. I mean, there's a lot of God in my country talking when you're a Boy Scout.
Right.
Well, that bishop just came out as homosexual. He's a Lutheran. He's in the Lutheran church, but he just came out during a sermon in the middle of a mass, and his whole thing is he just wants to show.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, you know, and his whole thing is he just wants to be a leader for other kids. I mean, when they say it like that, you kind of go, well, that makes sense, because like you said, there are lots of kids that struggle with their identity. 28.
Okay. If I said to all of you, think of your graduating high school class, pick three kids who are gay, you're probably going to pick all three of them.
Yeah.
I now through Facebook can see the kids that I went to grade school with, and I went, yep, that guy's gay. Well, you knew.
Yeah.
But they could never live a comfortable gay life because of, you know, the public stigma. So they had to hide it their whole lives. And God knows what that led to for them in their, you know, in their adolescent years. But in with things like this, it eases that up for them a little. Less suicides, a little bit more of a pleasant life. My favorite is when I was watching that, I don't know, it's shown on MTV.
True Life.
Thank you, Carmen. It's like you read my mind.
Yeah.
It was True Life, and it was a kid who was gay. I mean, he's a Hispanic kid who was so gay. Like, every word he said, just, you saw gay come out of his mind. He's like, I don't have to do this. And he was going to come out to his father on the True Life show. And they go to a park, and the father's like a Hispanic old man.
Mm.
And they sit down at the park table, and he's like, Dad, I have something to tell you. And the father's like, okay, son, what is it? And he's like, I'm homosexual, and I know, I hope that doesn't disappoint you. And he looks at me, and he goes, son, you know this is no secret, right? And he goes, you knew? And he goes, I had my suspicions when you hung the Justin Timberlake posters on your wall. You go in the kid's room, he's got all these shirtless guy posters on his wall. He's like, I kind of had a feeling.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah, it's so dramatic for them. It's hilarious.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.